It's called the Every Nothing Podcast. Two young strapping lads offer their insight into everything. It would be crazy not to listen. Obvious geniuses.
Oh, anybody listening, don't go to college. It's a fucking scam.
We'd probably stop and be like, no, no, you're all wrong, man. All wrong.
Sorry, Grandma.
This is the Every Nothing Podcast. If you are looking to learn many things while also learning absolutely nothing, well, here you go. Enjoy the show.
It's just so damn funny.
I'm the best bass player on this show.
Hello, everyone.
Sorry, I have a fucking sheep baying in the next room.
The first word out of the podcast. What's up, everyone?
How much?
Live free or die. I see that up. Paul has it up in his studio too. I guess you can't see that. Oh. But that's the New Hampshire like official quote, right?
It's a motto. Yeah.
Motto. It's like better, Nebraska's better. Like the good life or whatever.
It's very weird.
No,
for
it's
a
actually
blue state.
What's that?
It's really a weird motto for a blue state.
Oh, it's blue now because all the fucking people from Massachusetts moved up there and from Maine
Massachusetts.
And from Vermont.
That's the place I wanna be.
It ain't gay if I can't remember that part. Just two dudes.
Next thing you know, you're sucking on a cock.
Oh, that's one of them. Yeah. So it's been a minute. That's fine. We've been taking like every other week here lately. No big deal. People are busy. Life's busy.
People, you know, all these, you know, agency contracts that we've gotten for, you know, the podcast. Everybody's doing different things.
Stocks and bonds. Got to buy them high, sell them low.
Yep. That's exactly what you do. Speaking of just prices, lumber is continuing to go down. It's like
it's going down now finally.
Yeah, well yeah. Oh god,
I haven't looked at it lately.
It was at like $1,800 per 1,000 board feet. Now it's down to like $700 per 1,000 board feet. So it's like 70 cents a board foot.
Oh, so it's going down a little bit.
Right. If my math is cut out.
There's a lot of shit that like we want to do, but would just cost too much lately. So we've been putting off stuff.
I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, just been putting stuff off.
That's the reason why the prices are going down. And then the other thing is Home Depot and Lowe's are shifting away from like what they usually do. It's even lower than that right now.
Yeah, this is April. This is
It got almost up to $1,800 per board foot or per 1,000 board foot. Home Depot and Lowe's are changing, like instead of going to like DIYers, like all that stuff, they're going for more like people doing like commercial builds and stuff like that. Because generation people aren't doing that shit anymore. People are like
People are just hiring people.
Well, no, just a huge shift. People going in that van life. You know, people rather go travel and have experiences.
Not as many homeowners.
Know. Well, it's not even that homeowners, but they're not spending money on their homes. They'd rather spend money on traveling and stuff. So
I guess that's true in like my case. Like we bought a small home that doesn't really require much.
And you guys
like to travel
and do stuff. You travel instead.
The losers.
Literally, Home Depot is changing because of you, Robert.
Fuck you, Home Depot.
Great. That means my price is going up because I'm one of those boomers that still likes to build stuff.
I love building stuff.
I do as well. But I do as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the only reason we have a small home is because that's all we could afford. I mean, really. Maybe we would have went
bigger. You got buku bucks, bro. You're just a tight ass.
Yeah, I know. Well, Cassie supports you, right?
You like Jack's soy sauce packets and refills his Kikkoman jar.
That's how Warren Buffett stays rich.
Warren Buffett doesn't steal soy sauce packets.
But he lives in his original home.
Which is fucking big. It's gigantic. It's not gigantic, just but like it's my very cock. Large.
I'm just trying to be,
Oh, he has a massive dong, I hear.
Paul or Warren?
Huh?
Paul or Warren?
Both.
I saw you. Wait, who was looking at them New Balances the other day? Was that you, Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get some?
No.
Don't.
I ended up getting Under Armour because.
Did the fucking shoe store guy, he's like, you're not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal.
No, I was like, I got to buy these. Lori was like, why do you want to buy those? I'm like, you haven't listened to the podcast, have you?
Well, it's all fun and games. It's all fun and games until someone actually buys them. They're like, oh, man.
Oh, I just want to show up in a CrossFit thing.
Wearing those things?
Oh, yeah. Nothing else.
to turn you away at the door.
You know that guy fucks, right?
Yeah, that guy fucks. Bro. Dude, they're expensive, though. I think I saw them at Shields. They were like $140.
That's what every sneaker.
That's actually true. That's actually true, though, for those New Balances. Yeah, I think they're actually like popular because...
Well, that's because all the old people buy them. The only people who can afford them.
Yeah,
see the shit Yeezy came out with and everybody bought those up?
Did you say Yeezy?
Yeezy.
I don't know.
No, they can come up with dumbass stuff and people will buy them. One of our group of exercisers, he's on vacation in Kansas City and he stopped at this shoe store. I had that wall to wall of Jordans and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
There was a pair in there that cost $8,600.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know the story behind them, but they're like, there was some signatures on them and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
$8,600?
Yeah, for a pair of, they were just like typical looking high top Nikes.
Well,
or Jordans.
Joe just dropped out.
Good.
You know why?
Why?
He went to go get those sneakers. He's like, I think we need to get those sneakers.
Only $8,600? Hell yeah.
Yeah. And so, hold on. I think he came back. We'll see how he liked it. Did you get your sneakers? Did you go out and get them?
What?
You dropped out, so I figured you went to go buy those.
I was opening a new tab, and I accidentally closed my StreamYard tab. I was like, oh, shit. Because it got really quiet all of a sudden. So I was like, oh, yeah.
We thought maybe you went to go get those sneakers, $8,600. They're Jordans?
I want to say they're Jordans or something like that.
I want to look these up.
They're on errands. I don't know anything about them. All I see is $8,600. I'm like, people are crazy.
You ever seen that clip? You know, you were speaking about people buying stupid shit.
Yeah.
It was like this huge line of people waiting outside of a store, and a reporter goes up to one of the people, a guy in the line. They're like, what are you like, why are you in line waiting in line or whatever? He's like, because I want to buy one of these bricks, because they were selling like a brick, and it was like, it said like Supreme on it or whatever. It was just literally a brick.
It was a brick that said Supreme, but there was
like
a big line.
The reporter's like, is it because it says Supreme on it? And he's like, holy shit, it has something that it says on there. I thought I was just buying a brick.
This is so because people lined up like, oh, everyone's lining up for it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just gonna get this fucking sweet brick.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, if you're gonna get it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's people like, I'm just diving into other news cycle. There's people like in the world in Haiti.
Which, oh, what happened here?
You heard about that, but in Haiti,
I don't know the story.
Average pay, I think, is like $2 a month.
$2 a month?
A month.
Eesh.
Or maybe that's Venezuela. It's probably the same in Haiti, too.
Yeah.
Sounds reasonable.
Trump would refer to as a reasonable. Shithole.
Something about someone getting assassinated?
Yeah, the prime minister.
I don't know the story behind this. I was hoping someone could educate me. Like,
so,
do they know why or who? Or?
Well, they do. They killed four of them. It was six Spanish. It was like Mexican, Spanish, South American, I believe, mercenaries that went in there, killed the president, shot the wife. I don't think the wife's dead. But early reports was like, oh, it was just they got away. It was like a random thing. But apparently the Haitian police had tracked them down, killed four of them, and two of them are in custody right now. So I think there's going to be some shit coming out because they were like hired mercenaries.
Yeah, I was going to say, so what's the story? Like, is this guy like some Democratic dude that they don't want in there? Or?
No, there's no, I mean, it's people outside of Haiti that did this, it seems. There's conspiracies flying.
Well, that's what
everywhere.
I mean. Like, is this like Haitian prime minister dude like pushing for some things that people don't like democracy or?
Oh, no. Oh, he was pretty shitty. He was pretty bad, actually. He was not good. But there's people speculating. He was like, because he knew shit about the Clinton Foundation when they were doing aid down.
Of course. Of course.
Because
no matter what happens bad in the world, they knew something about the Clinton Foundation.
well, you guys know about the Haiti, the Clinton thing. You should know that, Robert.
Yeah.
It was homegirl. They got millions of dollars for Haiti relief fund when that shit happened. 2% of all the money they donated went to Haiti, actually.
Yeah.
2%.
And then
one of the people there on the ground that was helping their foundation or whatever was
part
kidnapping
of
children.
Deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were kidnapping kids, and she was arrested, and I think she was tried and found guilty.
Yeah.
That they were taking kids that had parents. Like,
I remember hearing all about that because she was like closely tied with Hillary and all that stuff.
Well, she was part of the Clinton Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So, yeah. It's wild.
Some weird
world.
Shit going on. I just want something. Yeah. I just want something big to be exposed at some point, because there's always like, it's like danced around. Like, there's so many clues pointing towards certain directions, but nothing like, okay, this is 100% happened.
That's because Hill Dog gets to him, bro.
I know. Someone needs
before to. You know it, it was like, we're going to be doing one of the podcasts one night, and then she's going to come in, and Bill's going to put his dick in my mouth. I was like,
and she's going to like snap her neck and look right at the screen, go, and then like, just walk away.
And then she's going to look at you guys, and then the next like 10 seconds, she's behind you guys, killing you. How'd you get here so fast? I'm an interdimensional child molester.
Interdimensional child molesters.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's wild about the Haiti. That's all the latest news I know about is it was six of them, and they were mercenaries. Like, they were professional people.
Merkin.
Yeah.
They'd be Merkin.
Working for the Clintons.
Yeah.
You heard it here. Breaking news.
I think people, so there was a satire website that came out that said the Haitian president was going to release information on the Clinton Foundation the next day. It was a satire thing or whatever. So I'm wondering if where all the spin and talk about it is by dipshits not realizing that was a satire thing.
Yeah.
And then they're spitting it out in other forums and stuff. Yeah. The fucking, those, the Onion, Duffel Blog, Babylon Bee,
they're hilarious, but
because people believe it and then they start peddling that shit.
The next but they're know, so Clinton, funny too. Clinton gets a hero then, and she's like, kill him all.
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's wild. That was pretty crazy news, and like no one's fucking talking about it, I think.
I know, like that's what I meant. Like, for their lives. I saw like one passing article, and that's about it. And I was like, oh, but I didn't.
It's pretty big news.
Yeah, I didn't like actually read into it because I was doing something, but I haven't really heard anyone else talk about it. So I was like, I'm sure Joe will fill me in later on.
Fuck, there's so much shit that's going on. All our news is talking about is critical race theory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Florida tower that collapsed, which is sad, tragic, and there's motherfuckers.
Right. Aren't they like saying some that people get in trouble for
it?
That
was a demolition or whatever.
And then there's people, this.
Yeah. And then the San Francisco gay men's chorus.
Under fire for a song proclaiming they'll convert your children bit by bit.
Yeah. Just
bit by bit.
Good yeah. I thought, stuff. Like, it was funny because I heard Crowder or someone else saying, we were talking about this before, but I think one of those guys came out and said, so I think that's kind of funny because I thought it wasn't a choice to be gay.
Yeah.
And which, you know, whatever you believe is true. I'm not taken one way or another, but it's just funny that they say that, considering that's kind of the narrative.
Yeah. They say they're coming for our children or whatever.
I'm riding the line here, Paul. Didn't you tell?
Well,
I'm being politically correct.
Yeah.
Being politically correct. No, they're the ones saying it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I
mean. They're literally saying they're going to convert the children.
Is this the song? Can we listen to it?
They make the children gay.
I will convert your children. Then we'll turn to you. Giving up the fear inside is freeing like you never knew.
Go and see San Francisco.
Oh my. Oh my. That's horrible.
See all the hobos.
And the shit on
in
the
San
ground.
Francisco.
Yeah, take a shit on the street. Jacking it in. Oh, that's San Diego.
So jacking it in San Francisco.
The lyrics actually say, we're coming for your children and then we're going to convert you too. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Don't convert Mr. Gareth, me, big silly. Mr. Slag.
Let's,
hey, you remember that Xerxes episode when they did the 300 stuff? And then it was like Mr. Garrison when he's a tranny and he like scissors with Xerxes. Scissor me Xerxes. Xerxes. And he has like the horrible fucking boob job. It's so gross.
I need to get back into South Park. I finished King of the Hill finally. And so I started rewatching Futurama just because I didn't have anything else in front of me. And I forgot how much I love Futurama.
You're not watching the new season of Rick and Morty?
Is it on Hulu yet?
No.
Oh, I'm going to wait till it's on Hulu.
Adult Swim.
Yeah, I'll wait till it's on Hulu. But maybe I should dive into whatever show you were just talking about.
South Park. Yeah, because you haven't seen any of the new seasons.
I haven't watched like anything for the past like six seasons.
God, bro. You haven't seen anything with PC Principal.
Mm-mm.
He's like the
so
shit.
So maybe I need to hop back into that.
He beats the fuck out of Cartman like the first episode he's in. He's like, Cartman's like, God damn it. Anyways, you guys still hear me. There we go.
Speaking of Rick and Morty. Morty. Morty.
Morty.
I love Rick and Morty.
Cartman, like, he's talking to him in the bathroom or whatever, PC Principal. And he's like, wait, you can touch me or whatever because I'm a little boy. And the PC principal is like, are you assuming that I'm gay? Or like, something like that's a microaggression. I don't stand for it. And they just start beating the shit out
I don't stand for the microaggression.
Yeah. And then Carmen's like terrified of him all the time. That's so good.
All right. Yeah. Maybe I'll get back into that.
Yeah. You should definitely watch it.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll.
I never did finish Reno 911 too. I need to finish that.
Oh, look out. New boot goofing.
Yeah. I've watched quite a bit. I just think I need to watch like the last three seasons. That's a great TV show too, if you haven't watched that, by the way.
Reno 911 is like,
it's so funny.
It's so good.
Yeah.
People don't understand. Like, they don't watch it because, like, oh, this is a stupid thing. It is, I don't know. It's up there. It's one of the greats of like just like, awesome comedy. Yeah. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, it is.
Man. I love it.
That's hard to even explain.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of comedies like, is you can't explain it.
Well, it's been out for a little while. So there's a lot of guest appearances from like people like where they're just getting started with their careers, which you don't realize. Like Galifianakis.
Yeah, and then they're like big famous now or whatever.
Yeah.
That's how those shows work.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking, what's his name? God, he was like my favorite appearance on the show. He was on it a lot. So I don't even think you'd call him a special guest.
The
You know who I'm talking about. He's not gay, but he's a stand-up comedian.
Nick Swardson.
Nick Swardson, dude. Yeah. He'd like be wearing those roller skates.
I forget what his name is, isn't it?
He's like, again, you can't solicit here. Like, he's a prostitute.
He's fucking hilarious. He's always wearing rollerblades.
Yeah. It's so funny, dude.
Giving hand jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I forget what his name is. Isn't his name Terry in it?
I think it's Terry. I want to say it is. Speaking of Terry, I saw him when I went back to old Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. You were back, weren't you?
Yeah, I was back. It was wild. It was a wild time.
Was it actually? Or
All right.
I doubt it was really a wild time.
No, it was actually really fun.
Did you go up to the old Banana Rams?
No, I didn't go up to no.
Jeez,
I
went once in a blue moon. You didn't go patronize your local Banana Rams?
I went out
Rams?
To your sister's house.
Well,
legitimately, I did.
Yeah, I know. Did you go look at kitties or something?
Yeah, I got one for my daughter. And then we got another one when we went to PetSmart to get stuff for the cat for my wife.
Well, that's
so we got two
stupid
cats. I like them. It's Aussie. Meow. Aussie is my wife's cat. She named it. And then my daughter wanted to name her cat Chico.
Chico? What a racist.
Yeah, we don't know where she got the name Chico. She's like, it's Chico. It's like, what?
But she needs some CRT. Using Hispanic names, how dare she?
How's that a Hispanic name?
I don't know. And
isn't
Chico,
it
a,
wow, isn't
is
Chico
a Mexican
racist
name?
No, isn't it a town in California?
It's something Spanish. It's Chico.
Are you sure?
100%.
Isn't there Chico town
California.
In California?
Actually, yeah. I have relatives that live in Chico, California.
I do. Actually, it's not much relative. It's relative through marriage.
Do you know there's an actual city called Chihuahua?
Yeah, in Mexico.
Yeah. I think I knew that, but I was just kind of glancing over Google Maps when I was planning out the trip at the end of July.
It's where they made the dog.
Yeah, and
there's actually.
And I glanced over like, wait, there's a city called Chihuahua?
The biggest export is Chihuahua dogs.
Chihuahuas. We have a Chihuahua factory back.
There's actually a town called Hell, and you can go online and buy property in there.
Really? Hell.
Yeah. They sell it for like a dollar, like a square inch or something, so you can buy a little, and you get a little plaque that says, I bought a little bit of Hell.
I don't know what's going on. Well, whatever we're doing. This stuff is fucking good. By the way, you haven't tried it.
What oatmeal stout.
Yeah, Samuel Smith Old Brewery, blah, 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 oatmeal stout. Product of England. God save the queen.
I like Samuel Smith's organic chocolate stout.
That it's one's really good. The strawberry's my favorite, though. Yeah,
they don't have the chocolate stout around here anymore.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, I didn't wear my shirt. I got a 4th of July shirt I ordered, but I didn't get it in time for 4th of July.
Is it Ben drinking?
No, it's okay, that was
I've seen
one.
Like 10 people that's with that one. Everyone's like,
it
was like
3 years ago.
Everyone I've seen that has is like, dude, check out this sweet shirt. I'm like, yeah, I've seen you and like 10 other people wearing it.
No, mine's a picture of the Queen of England or whatever, and it says, the colonies are quite rowdy today. She's like, oh, this
that's pretty good.
Yeah, there's another one I was gonna order, but I ended up not. I still might order it, but it was rowdy day. I'll find it. Talk
there's
about
a,
something.
There's a sale. So We the People holsters. I've talked about them before. Not a sponsor. Hashtag. I bought my holster, my concealed carry holster from them, and they have some sweet ass apparel too. I'm pretty sure they still have a 25% off everything on their store going on right now. So I bought like 6 different shirts from them. They have some sweet shirts on there. Yeah, you should check those out. Like, if you're looking for some deals, like some sweet American swag.
I really feel like they have to be a sponsor of all that stuff that you just said.
I know. Yeah, no well, shit, I like, they make awesome products, and I bought a lot of stuff from them, so I don't care if they're not a sponsor. They're still a great, great company. I
literally, after this podcast's over, I'm just going to order this one. You pull it up, Paul. I'll send you the link. Zoom in on it. Yeah.
Oh, that one's been out for a while, too. I've seen that.
Have you
before.
Seen this one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Slayer in Chief, yeah. Bill Gates. He has a zipper open with
Bill
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, with a saxophone on his back.
Yeah, dude. It's so good. The detail.
Yeah. I've seen some good ones. There was one where Donald Trump was RKOing somebody.
Oh, yeah.
No. It wasn't Donald Trump. It was
George Washington.
George Washington RKOing just like a red coat. A British, red coat.
Yeah. It's that company, that website you're on. It was American AF or whatever. They
yeah, American AF. That's who it was. Yeah.
Hilarious. That's where I got that.
That's how I follow
Queen
them.
On, England one.
Yeah. Follow them on Instagram. They have some great posts.
Yeah. They're pretty good. But you're probably an extremist now, speaking of that.
Following them.
You guys seen any of those
We
posts?
The People, American AF.
Have you guys
it's wrong to be
yet?
An American. No.
What are you talking about?
No. You guys haven't seen those on Facebook yet?
No.
It says this person you might know might be an extremist.
Oh, no. I haven't seen any of those yet, but I've heard a lot of people talking about it.
You might know someone that's an extremist.
Yeah.
Dude, there was some guy that was talking about it that was like, he's like, I'm not political at all or whatever. He's like, I have my own viewpoints and stuff, but he's like, I'm not right or left. I don't really give a shit about that. He's like, but my mom on Facebook saw something I post in Facebook popped up is like, is this person might be an extremist. Do you, like in that whole message or whatever, and it was her son.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is fucked up. This is going to start dividing families.
Yeah.
It's like, this does not help.
No, it doesn't at all. And Trump's filing a lawsuit against Facebook, yeah. Twitter, and all this.
Civil, yeah. Class action lawsuit. We'll yeah. See yeah. What happens. I don't,
I don't know anything about that. I just funny happening. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's actually quite a serious thing. That,
And it's like, why these motherfuckers, Facebook and Twitter, these dipshits, like took down posts saying, you know, oh, COVID lab leak theory stuff, like, oh, that's misinformation.
But now,
and then now a year now later, they're like, oh, it's lab leak.
It might be probable that that's where it came
from. It's like, oh, so you were wrong. You were peddling misinformation.
Exactly.
Asshats.
Yep. The sad part, though, is like the people who aren't paying attention anymore don't know what's going on.
Well, it's a new week.
Yeah.
It's a new news cycle.
Yeah.
They just.
And so, like, some of us who still kind of pay attention are seeing it.
People don't forget.
It's all coming out, and we're seeing it. And everyone else who's kind of got their head shoved under a pillow.
Yeah. Pillow.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. Under a pillow. Head in the sand.
Nice tits.
Head in the buttocks.
What'd you just say, Paul? Did I just hear you say nice tits?
Nice tits. Just shove my head under a pillow.
Oh. I was like, what are you talking? I just heard a whisper of like, nice tits. Nice tits.
I think he's talking to you.
That's what I was saying. A pillow. Yeah, I mean, the latest Rick and Morty had Rick talking about eating ass out, and he's like, blah, blah, blah.
Man, I love Rick and Morty.
That's so good. Like, dude, the memes, going ass, blah, blah, blah. The fucking memes after, what was it, the first episode of the last season? Is like, I do as the crystal guides. It's like all meth heads or whatever. Yeah. I do as the crystal guides. Oh, man, that show's so good.
Let's watch that. I really want to show, I'm hoping Joe hasn't seen it yet, and I want you to see it too, Paul, because the production value for the music is insane. You'll love it.
Is this one right here?
Yeah. Joe, have you seen this one?
I think I've seen this guy. I don't know if I've seen this one before. This is a long TikTok. TikTok updated their thing so you can have up to 3-minute videos. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy that. Every once in a while, like, I hate this, like, check for part two, check for part three.
That's super annoying.
Yeah, it's fucking so annoying.
So this is great. The production value is insane.
All right. You guys ready?
Yep. I've watched this like 10 times now.
When my roommate comes into the room looking for his car keys, I don't say it yet. And when he gets me off the couch to check underneath the couch cushions, I don't say it yet. No. And then when he says out loud, I wonder where my car keys are, I still don't say it. I still don't say it yet. But then he asks me, do you know where my car keys are? I look at him in his face and I say, have you checked your buttholes? I have not seen your keys, but since you're asking me, you better check out that buttholes. Of course I'm not serious, I don't think it's up inside your big brown business. But a funny thing to say to someone who's lost their shit and is stressed out visibly, when I see the best man start to sweat, I don't say it yet. When I see that little ring bearer cut getting yelled at by his mum, oh, I still don't say it. When I see the groom asking the vicar if they can wait just another 15 minutes, I do not say it. And when the father of the bride starts organizing an ad hoc emu bob of the courtyard area, I want to, but I do not say it. It's the 11th hour with 300 congregants under God's roof. The vicar approaches the mic and suddenly all of the chatter goes mute. He says that they've misplaced the rings. Could anyone possibly know where they are? I know it's my time and all heads turn as I stand and say, Vicar, have you checked your buttholes? I have not seen your ring, but have you checked your ring? By ring, I mean butthole. Love is patient, love is kind, but if you ask me, I lost my loan. I'm losing my patience. Where is your class? I just lost my grandma. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Are you capable of not saying she's up my asshole? Of course, my condolences. I'm not looking for a silly joke right now.
Yeah, yeah. What are you looking for? Honestly, just like a shoulder to.
Have you checked your butthole? You found your dead grandma up there too. I fucking got you butthole. Family, hate me. This might be the reason that I've got no close friends. Fucking mother.
fucking worth it, baby.
That's good.
I fucking love that. It's so good. The production's so good, and like he does a great job of piecing that together.
Yeah.
Hear me out on this. Do you guys think you could do a rock cover of that song?
Oh, easily.
Oh yeah.
You guys should do a rock cover of that song. Well, I mean, not a screamo one. Maybe you could. And dude, if you did that and stitched it and put it on TikTok, I guarantee you Chase and Chance would get so many fucking followers. I guarantee it.
That's a good plan.
Let's just start our own band, you and I. We'll just do cover songs like this.
Just those. Yeah. Just kick TikTok covers.
Yeah.
We'll just call ourselves TikTok covers.
Yeah.
Bro, and you guys create a page and you just stitch it and then mute them and you just play it and they're like, yeah, bro, I'm telling you.
Hi, we're TikTok's cover band. We're going to cover this song right now.
Check your butthole.
We'll do it like bluesy style. We'll wear fedoras and cigarettes.
You think Nolan would want to jump on drums?
We'll have someone playing like the brushes in the background, you know?
That's
got to be.
I wish I had just money. Have you? I want to get back into saxophone.
Your butthole.
Yeah.
Check skid up, butt up, butthole.
Let's see the direction you're going. That's nice.
Real classy.
Yeah, it would be like almost a jazz version.
Something you listen to while you're eating a nice steak and having a cigarette.
Oh, dude, we just had to get bongos, man. You know, before I was.
We need a sax player then.
My roommate was looking for his car keys.
I just was saying, I wish I had money, like buku bucks. I want to get another saxophone and just like keep started up again, how to
play. We're going to need a sax player.
I did play it in high school. I played it in high school.
Well, I know, but you're going to have to like refresh.
These magic fingers still got it, bro.
When's the last time you touched a saxophone?
About 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Was it up your butthole?
Up your butthole. Skid up, butt up, butthole.
That's where you get the skid up butt from.
I don't think I've touched a saxophone, honestly,
since I touched myself.
Which was only like 5 years ago, I think. So.
About 5 minutes before we got on the podcast.
I literally was playing a rental. Yeah.
I love those things
are so expensive.
Yeah, crazy expensive.
Oh, man. Ooh. I kind of want to listen to that again, but I don't want to take time. Okay. What else? All right. I'm going TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what we got.
Going to look at some right now? Wait. That sounds fun.
Yeah. A little some function.
Yeah. Well, this one here, I don't remember when this came out, but I remember this being a big deal.
Oh, God, this motherfucker.
I got them $1.9 trillion in relief.
$1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential. I wrote the bill. Hey, on the environment.
Let me love Spidey.
Hey, how you doing, little mama? Let me stay in here. Take some shit from my life to you. Pay them more.
That's awesome. What a
fucking creep. Everybody did not like that. Everybody was like,
he did it like a second time too.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Weird dude.
Hi, mama. So get over here. Sit on my
sexy body. So
let me see.
Mind if touches you? So
hey, bitch. Wait, do you see my dick? Hey, bitch.
What a terrible song.
No, and everybody be like,
hey, bitch. Where do you see my dick?
Man, I love it.
Oh, the Yang Twins, man. I haven't heard from them in a while. Yeah.
Were crazy.
They were huge for a little while.
They're still huge. I don't know what you're talking about. You're just out of the rap.
Yeah, I love the Yin Yang Twins. They're huge.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You keep not playing that sound, bro.
I know. Fuck it. Anyways.
Play another TikTok. Play one more.
All right.
Please. Canadians and
oh, I got to put it on. You guys don't see it.
Oh, okay. That just sparked up something I wanted to talk to you about. Yeah.
Come on, you checked your butthole.
Attention, please. Canadians and Americans have always had a playful rivalry.
As a Canadian, it's hard to admit that Americans are just better at some things than we are. Things such as falsifying election results, paying top dollar for medical care, as well as creating and destroying global terrorism. However, there is one thing Canadians are better at than just about everyone.
Following orders without asking why.
Hi, I'm Barry the Park Ranger, and in my 5 seasons, I've seen some pretty crazy things, like an earthquake, an 800-year-old tree falling, and a grown man crying at the sight of a grizzly. And after 5 years, we've never closed. But now I'm shutting down and depriving everyone of this epic nature spot because I am Canadian.
My beavers!
I am compliant.
Attention, please.
Wow.
We're Canada, man.
Dude, yeah. They passed resolution or bill or whatever. I can't remember what it is in Canadian speak. But yeah, they're like can be jailed for saying things that they're not supposed to say.
Yeah, they're going off the deep end. I don't understand how this is happening.
It's people are sheep. He just said.
Yeah.
And fuck it.
Which is too bad because like I've been to Canada the past like 3 years. I mean, minus last year. And it's love Canada.
Yeah.
I don't think we can go there anymore. Really I can't go there no more now.
It's really easy when they don't have to protect themselves because we're right below them.
Yeah.
So do you guys see about that heat wave up in Washington and Oregon? You see that at all?
No.
So it's crazy giant heat wave going on there. No one seems to be talking about crazy heat waves going on in British Columbia, and they have these crazy lightning storms, and they're fighting over like 200 some fires in British Columbia. And there's like a whole town that literally just like it was so hot and just the fire started, burned the whole town down.
Really?
Where?
British Columbia.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what town.
It's not really supposed to be like super hot there, is it?
British Columbia that burned. Lytton. Two people have died from the fire that devastated the small Canadian village of Lytton, British Columbia Coroner Service. Yeah. Consumed small British Columbia town. So this is Canada that hit 121 degrees Fahrenheit.
121. Holy shit.
In Canada.
Hey.
Yeah. Pretty
that's,
well.
That's a little warm.
Isn't this like global warming propaganda? Like, I mean, wouldn't people be latching onto this and like, being, news?
Well, that's something that, speaking of global warming propaganda is something so Project Veritas, you guys know them. We talked about them before. They had that undercover interview. That guy went on a date with one of the Project Veritas reporter ladies and was talking about like, oh yeah, the next news cycle that we're going to be putting out there is going over our climate agenda stuff. Like literally just says that. I mean, but no one talks about it.
Wait, so the Project Veritas person was going out with someone from
CNN.
Oh, CNN. Okay, you said that backwards.
Yeah, and he was talking.
Okay.
Oh, did I? Oh,
yeah.
Anyways.
I got you though.
Yeah, it was a guy from CNN went out with some Project Veritas chick. Didn't know it was her. She was undercover.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was just talking about all this on the date and she like videotaped him saying it.
Well, isn't that like, I mean, that would have the guy who leads CNN a year ago or something, then they catch him saying a bunch of shit like that too.
Oh yeah, they had all the phone calls.
But
about
for
how,
some reason,
like,
people
everybody
still watch
needs
CNN.
Attack Trump. No, they don't. That's they
well,
don't
not everybody, but yeah. Like because if you watch like ratings, they talk about a lot of that stuff's dying, but still people will source it and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're still. I mean, they're selling buildings. They're selling a lot of their buildings, and they've downsized a couple times already. CNN has.
Good.
Did you guys see that? I think it was C-SPAN had Brian Stelter on, and they were taking callers or whatever.
Oh my god, trashing on it.
It was fucking brutal.
Really?
Oh, what's this? What'd they get? Scroll up. 68% in Prime. Jeez.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah, and wondering how long they'll be in business. Somebody's gonna buy them up, right?
But Biden won by like 11 million votes. So.
What are you trying to say? Are you an extremist?
I am an extremist. No. So that's the other thing that happened. I don't know if that happened in between our last time we're talking. You guys see the domestic terrorism paperwork that Biden came out. He's talking about how they're going to start tackling domestic terrorism here and what their definition of domestic terrorism is. People that complain or talk about the government in a bad way.
Yeah, that's the same steps that Canada is taking right now. We're just like two steps behind them.
They are that literally every single libertarian is now a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
It's right there overnight.
Is this like new bills that someone's implementing?
It's not a bill. It's Joe Biden's. It's they wrote it. It's not a law or anything. It's just what his administration, his probably DOJ, is going to be identifying as domestic terrorism. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not a bill.
Well,
or
so
anything.
As the president, he can direct the DOJ to start looking into these things without any kind of like approval from.
Yes and no. So they're supposed to stay. He can appoint DOJ and kind of nudge, but he's really supposed to stay away from like when things are getting tried. Like, don't you remember when Trump was like always talking to Barr?
Which
and it's like they were just like, which is the attorney general, and
wrong of
they're
him
like
too.
He can't do this. He can't do this.
Yeah,
but now it's Biden. They're like, oh, fucking give it to us.
Give it to us. Yeah, which I didn't agree with the Trump stuff either. So this is just taking a step further. So it's pretty much taking like the Patriot Act and stuff like that, and just progressing it further.
Well, being a Patriot Act, you guys heard of? Sorry, Morty.
It feels like animal.
Anyways, Morty. Tucker Carlson, been seeing him lately?
Nope.
Uh-uh.
Hearing about that?
Nope.
So Tucker Carlson has been coming out recently, last couple episodes. episodes. Yes. And him and Steve Scalise.
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon. Just a three-way orgy.
Good for them.
Stelter's just in the corner like, who? Have you bag? Seen Stelter's smile? It's like the creepiest thing. Yeah, I fucking hate him. That weird. Fat toad. Anyway, he's always like, I'm reliable sources. I hate that guy. No, Tucker Carlson's coming out and saying that he spoke to a whistleblower from the NSA and that they were actively monitoring his messages. Oh, emails. Yeah.
So I heard him talking about this, but that's all. It's weird. I'm so skeptical of everything now, regardless of what side it comes from. Is this, I don't know.
About
I mean,
what?
Yeah, I mean, he said that someone was doing that, but there wasn't anything other than what he said.
He had a whistleblower come out and speak to him about this, that they're monitoring him. And under Biden's new thing that we were just talking about, if people question the government, they could be labeled as a domestic terrorism.
That's what America's all about, is questioning the government.
But let's circle back to what you were just saying. Mm-hmm. What does the Patriot Act do? The Patriot Act lets the NSA surveil any terrorism people or any U.S. citizen in the United States that are suspected of terrorism. Okay, the administration now changes the definition of what they believe domestic terrorism is. That opens the door for them to use the Patriot Act to then start monitoring people.
Yeah.
Said whistleblower comes out and tells Tucker Carlson because they are like, this is fucking wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying is like the whole circle of what we were getting to is that's, you brought it up exactly, was the Patriot Act. They'd be able to use that because it what identifies, I don't know if anybody did know, or Rylon, if Rylon did.
Rylon.
Or the listener, you're strong. Stay strong, bro.
His name's Rylon now.
Rylon.
Rylon, that's way cooler than Rylan.
Rylan.
Rylon.
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 Rylon. With that giant dong, Rylon.
Rylon with the giant dong. Yeah. No, but yeah, that's it's a slippery road to go down. And I don't know why. It just seems to be, people just don't care. Like, okay, yeah, just as long as I feel a little more safe.
People are starting to care, though. You had that county down in Texas. What's that county? It's on the border of Texas. 75% of the population is Hispanic. It's been a Democratic stronghold. Yeah. The new mayor overwhelmingly was voted. Is that the one that Kamala
went to?
Kamala? No. Kamala? She didn't go to the border.
She didn't go. She went to not the border, but she went to the border.
Yeah.
Canadian border.
But,
I'm at the border. Where's everyone at? Yeah. Why are these people so nice?
Okay. They see a bunch of illegals coming down from Canada, like Central American, like, wait, what? What's going on here? They just bypass it. They're just going all the way through America to get up to Canada. Oh, man. No, but overwhelmingly voted for a Republican mayor there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And these things are starting to flip.
They're starting to flip quick.
Yeah, they very much are. I know people have different feelings about the critical race theory. I don't know. I don't really have much of an opinion on it. I haven't looked into it that much. I mean, people can like read what they can get the headlines. They go to Fox News and be like, oh my God, they're teaching us a bad thing. But the other argument is they're teaching more in-depth history about, you know, the slave trade and Jim Crow and all that happened. I understand that. But where the parents are getting upset is there was this black father that was speaking at one of these town halls with the school board meeting, And he's married to a white woman, and his daughter is pretty much getting taught that her mom being white is evil. Mm-hmm. And certain things that she did in school, they're like, you're a minority, you should know better, like to act a certain way. Like, and
I've been seeing a lot of those things coming out.
Everybody in the crowd's like, oh my God, like literally you can hear people in the crowd, they're like, oh my fucking God, are you serious? Like literally saying that as this guy's talking to the school board.
Yeah.
And this is all over the country.
Mm-hmm. I've been seeing them pop up all over the place. So I think people are kind of, what the hell's going on?
If they would have stayed away from the kids, if they would have stayed out of the schools and just let that shit happen, most Americans, they just will go to work, have kids, have their kids go to school, and then just live their lives. They don't give a shit about their politics. Mm-hmm. Now that you start introducing that stuff into the schools where you're indoctrinating their children, and it's becoming very mainstream and wide known, they fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Done fucked up.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
You fucked up.
Fucked up. Yeah.
Fuck up.
Yeah. So no, that's huge going around everywhere. There's so much news going on.
Yeah, I haven't seen those pop up all over the place. Well, I wonder.
The big thing about the critical race theory, at least based on Shapiro's point of view, is that there it's not just teaching about slave trade and all that. It's actually trying to teach that the systems that are actually put in place in America, whether or not it's police systems or any kind of policy that's been put in place over the last 200 years
is racist.
It's racist.
Yeah. Because it was created by white men that had power.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so, I get that. But I don't know. I want to look at it myself objectively. Like, obviously Shapiro is like one of the bigger ones I trust. Obviously, he has such a reputation. He's not going to start spitting out bullshit. But it's like, I want to see it for myself. Like, I kind of want to read the book by, Kendi or whatever, mm-hmm. about that started critical race theory. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
A huge, like, socialist? Yeah.
I'd like to see it through my own eyes, too, because everything I've heard is from other people.
Yeah. And so it's like, I'm not going to judge it because it's not something I personally know or have looked into. And it's such a, like, a huge subject, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things I have on the back burner that I kind of want to look into. Yeah. But
I know, like, there's a big influx for private schools now, though. So that's good for the private sector.
Oh, and homeschooling is going through the roof as well. Yeah.
Well, I know the school that that Cassidy teaches at, my kids go to, mm-hmm. They're actually getting people coming in asking that specifically.
Yeah, asking that question. So we're seeing it firsthand.
Yeah, they're asking. I mean, not just going, oh, we're going to come in here. They're actually going, are you going to teach this stuff? And they're like, no. Okay, fantastic. Here's my check.
Yeah, I'm sending my kid here.
It's a private school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's a Lutheran school.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, that's the beauty of private school is the state doesn't have their hands in it.
Not yet. They're trying.
They're trying. Not yet. But
maybe not in Nebraska yet, but it's definitely other cities and states.
So if you worry about that stuff, look at your local private school.
Fucking speaking locally, God, you guys heard about, I don't know. I feel like every time I say it, like, you guys heard about this? You guys are like, no.
I've generally heard about most.
We work and we don't do anything.
I work too.
Like, no. I know a lot. I know most of what you're talking about. I'm just, okay. Yeah.
I know.
You all right?
I've been listening to books.
Robert? Oh.
Are you all right?
God, he looked like he legitimately was stroking out.
I'm just glitching the matrix. No, I've heard a lot about what you're talking about, but I mean, the details, not so much.
Hey, Fabio, show us your hair, just so we can have this. Oh, look at that.
It smells good. I just showered today.
I finally showered.
First time in 3 months.
You were kind of doing a little ponytail thing going on for a while.
I had a French braid for a little while.
You had a beautiful braid in.
I've been rocking that thing at least once a week.
I'm very curious to how this conversation went.
What?
At home. Anthony, can you braid my hair? I can't do it myself. And she's like, stop being so gay, Robert. I'm like, just do it, please.
The men's male choir that you, I could be, though.
I'll let you finger me.
He fingered me.
Well, there you go. Now life's better.
Yeah. Oh, anyways,
it's actually so nice because it keeps the hair out of your face.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's good for like exercising when you're like whipping around.
Do you use pomade? Mm-mm. Perch Plus? Mm-mm. Men's.
I use pomade.
Do you use pomegranate?
Head and Shoulders.
Head and Shoulders.
You should use
the original recipe.
Yeah,
you should use Mane and Tail.
Shit that works. Mane and Tail. Yeah, I might have to here pretty soon. Pretty long.
Yeah, all right, TikTok time.
Hold on.
Oh yeah, you had something.
I was just saying locally. So Biden's starting his door-to-door initiative.
I saw that. I saw some great memes on that too.
Yeah, so he's gonna send the alphabet boys out to see people.
The alphabet boys
see they're vaccinated. And
how's that gonna work?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, people are making fun of it, and I'm like, is this really a thing? And then you actually watch the redhead lady and the devil, and then Biden talks about it too. I don't think he says, like, we'll go to door to door and we'll talk to him about why they haven't vaccinated and what we can do to help them get there. Blah 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 blah. It didn't sound nefarious, but the underlying intentions were very nefarious. I like that word, nefarious.
So there, she was asked, like, where are they going to start or whatever? Starting on my old back porch, Mesa County, Colorado.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So they're going to be.
I hope someone knocks on your door.
I hope they do too.
Just like when they knock on your door, start like, don't say words, just go. Start screaming and like waving your hands in the air.
Well, this is so much. It's so bullshit. Prediction right here: when fall comes, we're gonna be in a lockdown again.
No,
100%.
Maybe Colorado.
They are already doing it. They had the Delta variant, but that was okay with vaccines.
They're already talking about it again.
But
maybe in Colorado and California, places like that, they're not gonna allow it in Nebraska.
Oh, they're already trying. So
Florida's not doing
the Lambda. The new Lambda variant.
Mm-hmm. Fucking get what. What?
I don't disagree that they may be trying.
They'll
try to do it again, but there's no way that like some of these red states are going to allow that to happen again.
Not a chance.
Speaking of the Rona vaccines as well, that 13-year-old boy up in Michigan that died after 3 days after getting his second dose.
I did hear about that one.
He had the coroner. What the fuck? I can't think of the word right now. His death report. What the fuck?
His, we all know what you're talking about.
Coroner report? Coroner report.
Coronary. Coronary?
No, that's a heart thing. Coronary artery. No, coronary.
Don't listen to us for political advice.
They look at dead people.
Yeah.
They did a medical report on him.
Sixth Sense.
That's going to bother me, dude. I don't think I can listen to anything you say.
It's a coroner.
Dead.
Coroner report. Coroner report.
You guys said it like five times, but you're...
Coronary kept popping in my head.
You're giving me a coronary.
Corny. Corny report.
You're giving me a coronary.
Corner report. Corner report.
I'm corny.
Let's move this conversation on.
They found out that they cut him open, kid open, enlarged heart and a bunch of fluid surrounding his heart. That was like, because that's like one of the things or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there was that study that.
Wait, that's one of the things the vaccine can cause.
Yeah, there's an inflamed heart, enlarged hearts. Yeah. So another thing, this is a study that was peer reviewed by, it was like some German scientists or whatever.
Check off YouTube here.
I'm going to give the whole story of
That's fine.
Because this study, after it came out, within 12 hours after it's been peer reviewed and published, 12 hours after it gets published, it gets redacted because it's saying it was false information. Even though it's been peer reviewed, but then in 12 hours time,
process is pretty extensive.
Yeah, they're like, oh no, this is wrong.
You can't.
So that kind of makes you raise eyebrows. They found out for every 3 lives the vaccine saves, it kills 2 versus like the coronavirus. In the study, it said for every for every 3 lives killed by COVID, 2 lives are killed by the vaccine because the mortality rate is so low.
Oh,
right,
yeah, for COVID,
you have 99.997% chance of not dying.
Yes.
So for every 3 deaths due to COVID,
because the numbers are so outweighed,
and that's where it is. But it's already been redacted, so it was false study, but I thought it was very interesting within 12 hours they had studied this peer-reviewed paper and
said no,
came up that it was wrong,
right?
So
right.
I found that very interesting.
Oh, so this is a take it for what you will kind
yeah,
of statement.
I said that wrong when I first said it. It's not for every life, it's for everyone that does die because it's such a low mortality rate. Anyways,
all right, now I'm following you.
Yeah, sorry, I said that wrong the first time.
At first
time.
I was like, put on your
face
hats.
I was like, oh wait, I think I said that wrong. No. So it's COVID kills 3, same amount of people, 2 get killed by the vaccines, supposedly. Right. And this study that's redacted, so it's not real. It's wrong.
Okay. Yeah, totally wrong.
You can look at the numbers on the VAERS website if you wanted to as well.
VAERS?
VAERS website.
That's where they have the study.
It's a vaccine. No, it's not the study. Like I said, it got redacted, so I don't know if you'd be able to find it. You can look in the Wayback Time Machine online. VAERS is a government repository with all the numbers of like vaccine
what I always thought was
not mishaps but like weird reactions.
I always thought was weird is how the companies who make the vaccinations have no liability for what their vaccinations do.
Well, it's not FDA approved.
Yeah, well, I always thought that was the weirdest thing. Like, why would you take liability away from a company making a vaccine that takes all the
the vaccine out?
Yeah,
but the FDA would be 4 years
so like now. Say, hey Robert, I want you to make a vaccine, and regardless of the product, you'll never get sued for it. I would just be like, okay, hey, this snake oil works.
That's why they have that process.
Pay me millions of dollars to do
the FDA?
It. Yeah, but none of the vaccines got FDA approved.
Correct.
But
that's because they wanted.
I understand why they did it, but I don't understand why people aren't more concerned about that.
No, because
America's doctor told us it was a bit.
Yeah. Anthony Fauci.
I think that's a realistic thing to be concerned about, regardless of where you lie on this whole big spectrum. I think, right?
You kind of sound like a bigot, Robert.
Are you an extremist?
Yeah. Giant racist, apparently. Wait, what does that have to do with vaccines?
Are you racist?
Are you extremist?
I don't understand why that's not an acceptable skepticism.
No, it is, dude. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know if you got any other news stuff.
Well, here.
I just felt like there was so much.
Here we go.
What's going on? Oh, we got TikTok. Oh, this is perfect.
I got you, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, even you, AstraZeneca, roll on up your sleeve, get vaccinated. It's here.
Throw their masks away.
It's a Fauci, ouchie, pouchy for my vaccination card.
Oh my, people are so stupid. This is the worst one. Yeah.
Anthony Fauci.
Hi, what a fucker, Dr. Fauci.
What's your got for vaccine?
Hug your family.
This is real.
Yeah. Have you seen that corn thing? You should watch it.
That was just a compilation.
That's
of like,
all real.
That's what he's talking about. Yeah, that was all real things.
Holy shit.
Have you seen that Gordon or James Corden? What's his name? Corden? Have you seen that, Paul?
We played that 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I think we played that 2 weeks ago. Just a clip of it.
Yeah, but I just, that crap's on TV all over the place.
Yeah.
All over the place. Yeah, it's all over there. The cesspool that is there.
Yeah, there's no propaganda going on here.
It's weird.
And we're the extremists. There's no propaganda going on.
It's so weird because I understand that it's something that some people really need, but why? I just don't understand why they're pushing it so hard.
That's what's scaring people from taking it. They're like pushing it
like
so
there's
hard.
Certain people that great, it's available for, but
yeah, dude,
a lot of other people that makes no sense.
Again, 99.97% survival rate, and it's like this shit's going on. Fuck off, everybody.
I don't get it.
But hey, we just got a crispy bacon. Hi, I'm full of people with low view counts. No shit.
Hey.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
You're now a domestic terrorist.
Prepare to be extremized.
Yeah. Prepare to be red-pilled.
Great.
He's like, oh, shit.
Russian bot, probably.
Yeah.
Man. Drinking some kolosh.
That stuff tastes like dog food.
Speaking of Russia, do you see they came out? Russia came out and said that they shot warning shots and missiles at the British Navy in the Crimean waters.
Really? So, I did not hear about this one.
But the UK, they said, oh, fuck. Okay, well then. All right.
He's off real quick.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Welcome to the militia, brother.
We the people live free or die.
Yeah,
I like how you had to look up like what is that saying again?
Oh, that's funny.
Typical American sayings.
No, but the UK saying no, that never happened or whatever. And it's like, who do you believe on that? You know,
the Ruskies.
Jesus.
What is that a derogatory term?
No, it's not a derogatory term.
I was like, what?
Fucking idiot.
You made it sound like I said something bad. I'm like, that's bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're siding with, you know, Russia there. Really.
Yeah, the Allied powers, baby. World War II. They were the good guys.
Yeah.
They weren't really the good guys.
I'm liking Crispy Bacon, this guy. He's like I follow and become a fucking terrorist. Yeah, you're on a watch list now, brother. No, I'm just kidding.
I hope he gets the joke.
We're joking. We're making fun of how everybody's a domestic terrorism if they question the government at all now.
Yep. If you haven't seen the news anyways.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the news. So.
What's his name?
If you're
Sizzling
American,
Bacon?
He might not even be a U.S.
Chris
citizen.
Chris B. Bacon.
Chris B. Bacon. He's bacon. He must be a red-blooded American.
that's going to die at 40.
See, he's probably already on one. That's probably why you found our channel, just like looking for low view shit. Yeah. Like, oh, these guys look interesting.
I'm surprised that like he like found it at all. I would imagine like YouTube's algorithm would be pushing our stuff down.
This is actually Twitch.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I wonder what Twitch's algorithms look like.
Teach our viewers how to make napalm. So
that's true.
Bacon goes back to 1500 BC. Wow, isn't that fun?
The more you know.
This guy's just dropping knowledge. Good for you.
1500 BC, bacon. Well, bacon goes back way further than that, I would assume. But
bacon would
go as far back as pigs.
Would it go?
Why
did
you bring the cops into this? Oh,
but I wonder, like the way that they cured bacon, maybe. Maybe that's what he's referring to.
Well, you know, it wasn't the Israelites.
What are you referring to? The
Jewish people did not eat bacon.
They didn't eat bacon. Pork.
Why do you have to bring the Jews into?
Because they didn't eat pork. And we're talking about pork.
Why did they even come up?
Yudin. One of my favorite.
None of us are Jewish.
You're actually the only people I've seen who reach chats. It's because there's nobody.
Maybe
here.
That's what we're doing.
Don't. We're trying to make a lifetime fan, buddy. We're on like every other Thursday at this point.
You can find every Thursday. I'm sick of this every other bullshit.
You can find like our catalog though. I mean, you can listen to all the other podcasts anywhere else. Apple, Castbox, Overcast, Spotify.
Yep. Right next to Joe Rogan. We're right up there.
Jerry. So have you listened to the Jerry with Brett Weinstein and Dr. Rory something?
I know
something
what you're talking about.
If you haven't watched it, it's one of the best casts I've heard in a long time. Listen to that one. It has exactly to do with a lot of the stuff we were just talking about.
Oh, really?
Yes. Listen to that one 100%. I've listened to it twice now because there's a lot of like big information. It's kind of hard to comprehend.
Big information.
Yeah. For my simple brain.
Small little brain.
That's what I just teach CrossFit.
But no, that one's really good. You should listen to it.
Chris has a good point here, Robert, about your bacon comment.
What?
He's like, well, that would be saying paper is as old as trees. It would take time to figure out how to make it correctly.
Dude, why am I on this podcast? Get me off of here. Let's get him on here.
I know. He's way more interesting.
Obviously.
It would take time for bacon to be discovered. Look at this guy. Like,
Do we have that phone number he can call in
right now? He's probably taking
They just discontinued it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, we got the email. Did he get the email?
Oh, here it is.
Hold on. Those emails.
Jerry, episode 1671, Brett Weinstein and Dr. Pierre Corey. Listen to that.
On 16. In the 60s. I remember when it was the 1000th episode.
Yeah, so many.
We're on 54.
He does like three a week. Yeah.
We're doing pretty good. 54.
But he also makes millions and millions of dollars from it.
Yeah, we just go net negative.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You got to pay for gas to get over here.
You don't pay for anything else, Robert.
I did at the beginning.
At the very beginning. In the before time.
Yeah, in the before time.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's having an anxiety attack? Dude, just fucking get on the hub and crank one out. I'll help you out, bro. Just saying.
Sizzling Bacon's having an anxiety attack?
Well, he was...
Up 24 hours.
He's having an anxiety attack.
Oh, dude, I got like no sleep last night too, man. I get it.
Why did you not get any sleep? Was Cassidy pegging you again last night?
Yeah. I actually sleep better when that happens.
Yeah, just milk the prostate.
Yep.
Dude, God, that's funny. Tat looks good on you, bro. Yeah, dude. Are you gonna get another one soon?
I'm gonna get next time. I'm gonna get this. Here, you see this tattoo? Hey, see this tattoo?
Oh my god,
dude! I'm gonna get some color.
How much you work out? You should be fucking gigantic.
Gigantic.
Yeah, dude. Not with CrossFit. Lean and mean. Why don't you get big?
I'm gonna get lean and mean. I'm gonna get.
You're already lean. But by the way, you looked fucking real good in your running pictures, bro.
Thanks, man.
Like you looked fit as fuck, dude. You looked real fit, man. Did you put baby oil on before?
Yeah, no, but like,
you look slick.
It was one of those Spartan races where you're like running through water and shit like that. So it's like you're soaking wet through the whole 5K.
Oh yeah, I was soaking wet when I opened up Facebook.
Very arousing race.
I immediately shit my pants
in the front.
Yeah, it's because I was sitting on a chair very hard and the shit just went up my ass. Like,
wait, what?
What?
It's that's not what.
Would you say
that? What? What's going on? All right, nice to see you, folks. Guess we'll see you next week. What's going on?
Oh, okay, well, in that note, which is
oh, this one is so good. I love it. I miss
it
this
is
video.
So small. I can't see. Oh yeah, Bill Cosby.
I forgot about that news too. No, but I just love it. Let it play again. Do you see his face? This is when he's going in. This is when he was going in to get sentenced. He's like
doing little jokes. I thought he was like
a beatable man who couldn't like do anything. Apparently not.
That was 2 years ago. So he just got released, right?
Is like, he like blind and shit now?
Well, he was blind when he went in, but
apparently not
anymore. He's in talks to make a docu-series and write a new comedy tour.
If I did rape them, is that the
He's going to do another comedy tour.
Him and O.J. Simpson? Really?
You know how wild that's going to be?
His opener is going to be O.J. Simpson.
Oh my God. O.J. Simpson, right? Mm-hmm. I just heard this crazy like theory on O.J. So apparently O.J.'s son did not like, what was her name? Tiffany, right?
I don't know.
I think it was Tiffany. His wife that he supposedly murdered.
The white lady.
Did not like her at all. And
O.J.'s brother.
Sputes all the time. What's that?
O.J.'s brother.
Was it brother?
Did I say No. What did you say? That's what I was asking.
I thought it was O.J.'s son.
O.J.'s son. Okay. I didn't catch it.
Hated
what I was asking.
Her. Did not like her at all or whatever.
Okay.
And
the juice is loose.
The thoughts was he came back and had saw it had happened or whatever. And his son was there. And he was helping his son try to clean up. And that's why he had blood on him. That's why he had the prints there. And it's thought that he got in his vehicle, ran away from the police, keep them distracted after him so his son could clean up his stuff and get out of there while he was distracting him. And that is why the glove never fit.
The glove did not fit.
Because it was his son.
Did it fit his son?
I don't know. They didn't say.
Yeah. Oh, interesting theory. I believe it. 100% I'm on board. That's what happened.
I know. Yeah. That theory is correct. No, it was pretty wild. Some chick was saying it. Oh my God, OJ has a TikTok.
How old was his son at the time?
I don't fucking know. Like 4 or something. He's like, I kill motherfuckers with my hands.
I kill motherfuckers with my hands. Great movie quote. Yeah. I haven't seen that one in a while.
Yeah, name that movie. Oh, Rye Dog, you're still on.
I kill motherfuckers with my hands.
Or Chris. I kill motherfuckers. It's like, the food's still warm.
He's just sanding the potatoes.
All right,
I'm out here trying to get a motherfucking scholarship. I hope someone gets it.
Yeah.
Pull up that TikTok.
Somebody please like our jokes.
Therapy?
What the fuck happened?
Hey.
Oh, restart.
We're not going on the boat. Derek's selling the house. We have to go to therapy?
What the fuck happened? Hey.
I thought I enjoyed that.
I thought you enjoyed that.
Did you read all of them, Robert? I can read them out loud. Go ahead.
Yeah, read
them
out loud. All right. I got a little screen here.
Founding fathers. You're paying more taxes. Your rights are constantly infringed on. The federal government is huge and has the ability to regulate your life.
What the fuck just happened? True. Lean that way. Next guy that gets in, or gal, whatever it may be. We'll change that up, I think.
Think so?
I think we'll swing back the other way. I think we're swinging.
You think it's DeSantis?
We're swinging. It'd be either Trump or DeSantis.
Trump's
going to run. DeSantis is going to be his VP.
No, I don't think Trump will run again.
I
think Trump's going to run for the Florida Senate.
Yeah.
The Senate?
I like.
Oh, yeah.
And to be a senator?
No. House.
And
to take over Pelosi's job.
I like DeSantis.
Wouldn't
that be awesome?
You're fired.
Yeah.
You're fired.
I like DeSantis. I think he's got pretty good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, he's big dick swinging. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
He must wear a New Balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely has New Balances. For sure.
For sure.
Let's get some more TikToks going.
Right? Oh, this one's for Robert.
See here. This one's for Rob. Oh, yes. Did you watch this? What's going
on? Yeah, they can keep that fucking shit. Outside one of New Jersey's most hardcore CrossFit gyms. Let's take a look and see what's going on.
Dude, that shit.
Dude, that's Robert Frank. That's like the OG Robert Frank, like when he was little. He had apparently like a heart attack and he had like a big surgery. You know Robert Frank, right?
Yeah, of course.
He's a guy that sits in his car and like screams. He's like, size is the prize, swole is the goal. Game's a clock, motherfucker. Let's go.
Yeah. People call him. Anyways,
he had like
of course he had a heart attack.
He's like, yeah, oh yeah.
Look at
all
the guy.
That fucking pre he was probably snorting.
Yeah, he was an animal.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So that's pretty much what your gym is, right?
Yeah.
Is that you and Jake?
Yeah.
When no one's there. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what's going on? What is that?
Winter weather?
Oh, child abduction.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
He's
Hello. Oh my God, you guys saw everything.
Oh my God.
Okay, so what was that?
I don't want to read it. The Amber Alert. I'm not going to read it.
Is that the point of Amber Alerts? To let everybody know? Our two viewers might be able to know what...
I'm not. It's for Colorado. You guys are.
Ryland definitely took that kid.
Rye Dog, you let that child go. You take me instead.
Take me instead. Leave the children.
Leave the children. Oh my God! The children. Name that movie.
Hey, crispy bacon is in Ohio.
Ohio. Ooh,
Ohio's a little fucky nowadays too.
Little fucky boys.
I've been hearing a lot of stuff from out of Ohio.
Ohio.
My dog said free labor.
Nice.
Yeah, he's admitted to it.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. This is so good. Make sure this is restarted.
Do dumb people ever think that you're... Oh, Bobby Lee. Yeah.
Well, do people ever think that... Do dumb people ever think that you're Mexican?
I've seen this one. It's funny.
Anyway, That's ridiculous, bro. Yes. Which because I was on Mad TV. But which one is it? It's ridiculous or the answer is yes?
Yes, they do think I'm Mexican.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. I could easily see somebody, if you're driving by in a truck or something, you're going at least 35 miles an hour. I'm like, oh, there's a Mexican guy.
And I roll down my window and go, you go Raiders! Yeah, I do that, right? Hey, bro, what's happening?
Dude, you would be a good Mexican.
Hey, dude, what's happening?
The Raiders.
And so, do people ever...
Go Raiders!
Go Raiders! I love Bobby Lee and oh, fucking man. Those guys talking to each other is the best.
Oh dude, Theo is the fucking
and Bobby
genius.
Lee He's put like them together best. In the same room.
Yeah, I just showed my wife last night that clip of Brendan Schaub talking to Rogan about Theo. They're just like talking about how funny he is, and Schaub's like, yeah, I just talked to Theo, he's in Australia doing a tour right now. He's like, I just talked to him this morning, he's like, they're bringing a koala over to the hotel for me. And Brendan was like, dude, be careful, wash your hands, those motherfuckers have chlamydia. And Theo was just like, man, that motherfucker better wash his hands. I got a bunch of shit too. Oh my God.
I love
hey,
Theo.
What's up, Shane? Hey, I haven't seen Diver? You in a minute. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a minute.
What's that? What's the shout out again? I forget what it is. Doesn't he have like a Twitch or some sort?
Are you still Horny Gnome, Shane?
Horny Gnome, that's what it was.
Horny Gnome?
Yeah.
Didn't Theo do that stand up? So he asked, you seen the video about Theo doing coke with the taxi driver? Didn't he do that in like one of those small Comedy Central special things? Like, it's like when they're standing up on that bar, it's like a 9 or 10 minute joke. Oh, I think I've seen that one you're talking about.
Yeah.
What did Comedy Central used to call them? They were like shorts. They just do like a small joke from a bunch of...
It's like they just bring someone on the stage and they tell a story about their life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just like a small joke. I just can't remember what they call that shit.
Yeah, it's all over YouTube.
I don't know. Oh, but yeah, I do think that Theo Von is like one of the best. I think he's like fucking absolutely hilarious. Something from the dark arts, brother.
The dark arts, brother. Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Oh man, that's
get another one up. Oh yeah. Oh my God. I love this fucking doctor, bro. Restart this motherfucker.
Open my horizons to vegetables because I'm a pretty picky eater.
You're not
a
picky eater if you're 600 pounds.
Wait, how do you say that? Like you're not a picky eater if you're 600 pounds?
Yeah.
Fucking roasted guys, her, man.
He's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Horny Gnome Bar.
Horny Gnome Bar.
Horny Gnome Bar on TikTok. Right. I'm gonna have to get you, and maybe I'll do a weekly Shane Horny Gnome Bar on the podcast. We put one up if we have your permission, Mr. Shane.
This is not happening. That's what it's called.
This is not happening. Yeah.
Damn it.
That's where it was. I did hear on that. Hey. So hey, Chris, if you're back next week, I'm gonna follow OJ on TikTok this week. And I'll get a couple in there. If he has some, I'll get some good
couple
ones.
J's. Juice.
Juice. Yeah.
The juice is loose. The juice is loose here with the Beatles. We're live on the
that
scene.
Never happened.
We're live on the scene. The Bronco. Shut up, Ringo.
Slow down, OJ. Dude,
I wrote a song
one.
About an octopus.
Yeah. It's when they're at Dewey Cox's place.
Oh, I wrote a song. It's called Paul's Mom's a Big Fat Cunt.
Big Fat Cunt. Speaking of like famous people having TikToks now, David Spade has one and he's doing it right.
I do still like David Spade.
David Spade's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
Some of those people like kind of got old and kind of of like, eh, I don't know. Like,
well, they're not.
I still kind of like Adam Sandler, but I don't really like him as much as I used to. David Spade's still pretty funny.
He doesn't do the fucking Waterboy shit that we like, or Happy Gilmore. They need, I don't know, dude. A Happy Gilmore 2 would be great, and he's on a senior tour with Shooter McGavin. Would be fucking hilarious. Oh my god,
I feel like they'd do it justice, probably.
Yeah. Oh, and I dude, you don't want any of this.
You don't want none of this.
He's like, is it addicting? It's not habit for me. Is it expensive? It's the cheapest shit out there.
I think I kind of want some of that.
Does it make you money? Right. It makes sex better.
All right. Come in. Close the door.
Dude, I love the...
It's Viagra. It gives you a boner.
It gives you a boner.
I don't want none of that shit.
When they're talking about the gifts or whatever, and he's like, and you never paid for drugs. He says it like
not
10 times.
Once.
Yeah, not once. Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's get another ticky up. What do we got? Oh, yeah. This is...
Perfect fucking dude who has maintained an 8-pack into his early 40s, and she just does not appreciate any of it. And we're sympathizing for this woman who doesn't even have to go to work. Bitch doesn't even have a job. They probably got a fucking nanny in the house, so she's not raising the kids because she's got time to go to New York with her friend and fucking have trains ran on her while her husband's at home playing fucking Super Dad. But because she can't just sit down and talk to him like an adult and be like, hey, babe, can you pull my hair a little bit? You know what I mean? That we're acting like this woman is a hero and this guy is a fucking loser. And it's beyond frustrating because, I mean, and she's married to this perfect fucking dude.
This is about Sex Life on Netflix. Okay. And so everybody's like sympathizing with the stay-at-home mom that just goes out and just like fucks random dudes because she's married to this guy and that just doesn't meet her needs.
And this guy must
he's
be,
fucking
like,
working. Well, he's working. He's not fat. He's fit. He's all these things and still not good enough. Huh. And it's like this guy's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like this is so dumb.
That's a sign of the times.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. All right. That's what I was talking about, dude. The rise of the boys movement. The boys movement's up, man.
Boys.
Guys are stopped fucking putting up with girls' bullshit lately. Yeah.
Boy power.
This is so good. This is so good.
When my girl thinks she can just go to sleep.
Can just go to sleep.
You're going nowhere. I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes
of pee
time.
When my girl thinks she can just...
R.I.P. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, man. That's good.
Going nowhere.
You're going nowhere. Minutes.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Shay, you had up to 16,000 viewers on his live stream.
On TikTok.
He maintained about 1,600 to 1,700 for 2 hours. Nice. Do you drop dong the whole time or what? What's going on? Is that the key? Should we whip out our weens?
Whip out our weens.
Dude, Shane, we should get you on this sometime. Hit me up on Instant Messenger sometime. We'll get you on here.
So you can live stream on TikTok?
Yeah. People live stream on there all the time.
Oh, well.
That's how I started seeing him.
The fuck are we doing then?
I don't know if this would work on there because TikTok is purely like a mobile view, right? And so I don't know how StreamYard would do on it. Maybe you can through like OBS or some shit. I don't know. But yeah.
Drunk singing fucking 90 country jams.
Oh, nice.
People like the reminiscing, probably.
Yeah, dude. Get all those single mamas commenting on there. I'm like, oh my God. I love
your
this
voice
song.
Is so beautiful.
Dude, Chant, no offense, but I bet your voice is shit when you're drunk. I don't think you have the voice of an angel.
But you do have the lips of an angel.
The TikTok people, they're like huge now. You and Tasha lit. That's funny. you know that, like, I lack of a better term, crack hoe, and that fucking, like, dude, like, horrible trash. It's like, they're lip syncing Lips of an Angel, horrible, in, like, this cheapy motel or whatever, and they look like they just smoke some meth.
Good for them.
But they're huge now. They're, like, lip syncing, like, horrible songs. They were with that Tammy chick that was like, hey, you got a cigarette? And the person's like, no, I don't smoke. Well, fuck you. She, like, walks away.
Oh, jeez.
You ever seen her before? She's like,
yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, she's like a comedian. Anyways, what else we got, Paul? What else we got?
Oh. Do when they're angry.
Did you drink my Mountain Dew? Let me smell your breath. Oh, you Mountain Dew drinking bitch.
I know what men can do when they're angry.
Nothing popped up on my screen.
Oh, you didn't see it?
Uh-uh. Oh, refresh it, Paul.
Let me smell your breath.
No, it's just all black. Let me smell your breath.
Oh, well, it's
I know
play.
What men can do when they're angry.
Did you drink my Mountain Dew? Let me smell your breath.
Let me smell your breath. I can hear it. Sometimes.
Oh, you Mountain Dew drinking bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tammy does do shit with Donnie Baker. Donnie Baker, you know, that guy, he's like, he has like a fucking mullet. And he always, God, he like, I don't know. He does a whole bunch of shit, but I love that he like yells at his fucking neighbor and he's just funny. He's just obscene, but it's good shit. Donnie Baker's on.
That name sounds familiar.
He goes on that radio show back in Nebraska. He talks to them every once in a while. What's that? What do you used to listen to? Todd and Tyler?
Yeah. I stopped listening to those guys. They got real weird.
Yeah. Who the fuck is Boogie? Fun fact, Boogie went to jail because a guy who was stalking him came to his house and he fired a warning shot in the air. Crispy, I'm going to be really honest with you right now. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Old Boogie.
Pull up another one, Paul. What do we got? Oh, refresh this shit.
The guy in the video. He knows that the guy's name is Boogie.
Oh, was it Boogie? Oh, he did? Oh, I didn't know his name. I know he's in a bunch of other shit. He'd like spend a shitload of money on fucking like Candy Crush and like get in trouble. Oh, that's hilarious.
All right, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Three types of cock blockers. The first one is the, is he bothering you guy? This guy's usually a 5'7", 130-pound, weasley looking dude. Known for going up to women that are talking to other guys saying, this guy giving you a hard time. And they usually say, no, that's my boyfriend. Next is the mother hen. These are friends of girls that just won't let them talk to other dudes, even if they're interested, just because they don't want to be stranded by themselves. And worst of all of them is the TV host. I've been screwed over by this kind of guy countless times. It's like, dude, stop trying to tell me there's no one here. She sent me a pic. I know you just want her for yourself. Put me in such a buzzkill.
The TV host.
I thought you'd like that. Yeah.
Sorry.
Dude, hold on. Before you play, did you finish watching Inside? Bo Burnham special.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I said I was going to, but I never got around to it.
Dude, it's so fucking good.
Yeah, I heard it gets a lot better by the end.
It's so good.
All the guys in the band love it.
Dude, you got to think of like how he does his camera angles. Like there's so many, like the videography, like everything he's doing has a purpose to like what he's singing. Like the camera zoom in, the lights all of a sudden, because he's like, there's one, someone was like talking, like when he's talking about anxiety, right? He's just in the room. He's like, it's panned out and it's just him sitting in a room, nothing really crazy going on. And then once he starts talking about anxiety, it like zooms in really close on his face. Yeah. It's dark. There's a bunch of lights going on everywhere. And that's supposed to be like him, visualization of him having like a panic attack because all the sensory overload stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, goes back to being normal. And that's what people outside see. They just think you're normal.
Right.
And
right.
So, bro, it's so fucking
no,
good.
I've heard it's great. You don't have to.
I don't. But you're like, it was 10 minutes of it.
Yeah. I told like, you, I just need to give it a second shot.
God. Yeah. I understand. Because every once in a while, when you do go to sit down, if you're not in the right mood to watch something, but I honestly feel like, well, Bo, he's the same age as us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, honestly, it's like one of the greatest of like our generation, our lives, like putting shit out. Like, he was like 16. We were in high school 16 at the same time.
Right, right.
And he's coming out with like, fuck it, what was it, the yo-yo and the vagina or some shit like that. Like,
a lot just of great ones.
Yeah. And it was the silly shit. We liked it too. Mm-hmm. And then he gets older and dealing with different shit that we're dealing with. I don't know. I just find it.
We're like, growing with Bo.
I find it very interesting. And it's like, it was so good.
All right. I'll give it a second shot. I just need to get around.
But that was his song. That was one of his song that was on this next TikTok that Paul had played there a little bit.
Ah, gotcha.
That was from the thing. You can go ahead and go refresh that shit. Take this look in my eye. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Come on in. The water's fine. You say the ocean's rising like I give a shit. You say the whole world's ending. Honey, it already did. You like that?
It's like 4th of July pump.
Yeah. No, it's, dude, I love that song though. It's like All Eyes on Me, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Dude, so fucking good. Oh, I can't get over it. I've listened to that. I've listened to like multiple of Scott songs from that special since I've watched it.
All right,
over and over again.
I'll check it out.
You gotta watch it, man.
I'll check it out.
All right.
What we got left?
Apple juice.
Apple juice.
Good. Yeah? It's good?
Fucking good.
Kids agree, Monta's fucking good apple juice.
Fucking good. Great. Yeah.
Hey, Mara, have that.
Fucking good apple juice.
Kids agree.
Okay,
kids
that.
Agree, Monta's fucking good apple juice.
I
That's hilarious. All right, here we go. I haven't. That's the best part. I haven't seen any of these yet. All right.
Hey, this is the government.
Yeah, what do you want, government?
Is this conversation about overthrowing the government?
No, government.
Fuck off, government.
Okay.
That's our future. That's our future. Everybody. Okay.
Fuck off, government.
Are you guys talking about overthrowing the government? Oh my god. Fuck That's off, what I was talking government. About, Chris. Crispy Bacon, you're now on a watch list.
Just... Fuck off, government.
Oh man. For everybody listening to the first time, so throughout the week, like, I'm on TikTok and I will share them to our group, and Paul and Robert do not watch them at all, and so they get the instant reactions, and then I forget shit easily, so it's kind of seen like it for the first time again sometimes. Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, some of the stuff you sent is just ridiculous.
Oh, some of it's like really dumb, and it's like, it's kind of like what I'm talking about when you're in that weird moods, like the dumbest shit will make you laugh, yeah, or whatever, and then you watch it like some other time, you're like, what the fuck did I watch?
That was stupid.
Yeah. So sometimes when we watch stuff, I'm just like, yeah, that was a dud.
All right, we'll
dude,
see.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see if this one is there. A dud.
800,000 to a million kids get kidnapped a year. Do you know that?
Is that real?
I don't know. Look it up. I don't know.
Where'd you read that?
I don't know. I mean, I somewhere online. I don't know if it's true.
He just says some claims.
I don't know.
Where'd you hear that?
Get kidnapped a year. Do you know that?
I kind of feel like that's our podcast.
All right, Bravo hasn't been on in a while.
Look it up, man. Look it up.
Dude, that makes me so sad. Because Eddie Bravo was like one of my favorite guests on there.
Wonder why he hasn't been on in a while. Just doesn't care to.
I think they had like a little bit of falling out. I think.
I think.
I don't know.
I don't know. Let's see. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, refresh this shit.
Are you happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any advice?
Yeah, actually, it's called edging. I'm a Christian, so I don't have to climax. So basically, the way it works is I start tugging on myself, but as soon as I'm about to go, all hands off.
Hey,
all hands off. Just,
he's like, it's called edging. I'm a Christian, so I don't jerk off to climax.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I figured maybe you guys should you could play that at your service or something.
Yeah. I'd like to teach you about edging.
Oh, Shane said congrats on open up for Buck Cherry gig.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be fun. Shane, you should come out that night, September 8th.
Wow.
Yeah, it should be a fun night. Judd Hughes is playing that night too, and Judd Hughes is a pretty big regional band. They're fucking awesome too, live.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Judd Hughes. Speaking of Jugs.
Jugs Hughes
has warned the United States against imposing its democratic ideals on other countries.
谁妄想这样干, 必将在14多亿中国人民,
amid growing tensions with the United States, President Xi Jinping gave a rousing speech warning that China will not allow, quote, sanctimonious preaching or bullying from foreign countries, saying this, quote, anyone who dares try to do that will have their heads bashed bloody against the Great Wall of Steel forged by over 1.4 billion Chinese people.
Boundary disagreements led to a deadly military clash between the two sides for the first time since 1975.
And our top story, China's president, Xi Jinping, making a veiled threat against the United States, warning that his country will not be bullied by foreign adversaries, saying that any threats would be met with a, quote, Great Wall of Steel.
And the threats to our nations, they don't sleep. They're watching our every move.
So they, Iran, what's his name?
Russia, China, North Korea, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. They may be watching this right now. Our military should not be mistaken for a cable news gabfest show. We don't care what you look like. We don't care who you voted for. Who you worship, what you worship, who you love. It doesn't matter if your dad left you millions when he died or if you knew who your father was. We have been honed into a machine of lethal moving parts that you would be wise to avoid if you know what's good for you. We will not be intimidated. We will not back down. We've seen war. We don't want war. But if you want war with the United States of America, there's one thing I can promise you, so help me God. Someone else will raise your sons and daughters.
No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
another war to make us all hard again.
Bro. And that is what should have been the fucking advertisement for joining the military.
Yeah, not that bullshit.
Hi, I have two moms. Yeah. Yeah, that right there. Yeah.
I can't believe, I can believe GGP that, but.
Are you serious?
That's why I said I can believe that.
Oh, I thought you said you couldn't believe that.
I stopped myself halfway through. I'm like, well, I can believe that.
Oh, and then we just pulled everybody, almost all of it, Bagram Air, the Air Force Base in Afghanistan, just lights off last night, middle of the night, lights off. No one else is there. Already Taliban taking over areas again.
Really? They pulled out of Afghanistan, huh?
The Taliban. Well, yeah, I don't think completely, but yeah. It was all over the news today.
We're supposed to do something on September 11th. Too.
Yeah. Well, I think completely 100% out by September. Oh, okay. It's not like on that day everybody like, all right, everybody, let's go.
All right, see you later.
Get your shit. Let's go.
Been here for 20 years.
Get your shit and get out.
Yeah, so
who has goddamn porno mags? Welcome to the 21st century, Buck Rogers. You designed a house with fucking iPads in the walls. Here you're jerking your dick like a goddamn pilgrim.
That's right, man. I like to fucking read.
You think that's the only thing I jerked off in here? I've been dropping loads around this fucking house like a goddamn dump truck.
You don't come on my stuff.
I'll come wherever the fuck I want, James. I'll fucking come in your kitchen. I'll come on your fucking art. I'll come anywhere I want.
I will fucking come right on you. I will come like a fucking madman all over you, McBride.
Ooh, I fucking wish you'd come on me right now. I fucking dare you to come on me. Hard in here.
This no more, man. All this over your fucking face.
All over. All over the fucking place. I'll fucking come anywhere I want. I'll come on these walls. I'll come on the fucking cabinets. On the fucking furniture. I'll come everywhere.
If I see your dick one more time, I'm gonna fucking shoot it off.
You don't have enough bullets, bitch.
You don't have bullets, bitch. I forgot about that one.
Oh, man.
That's such a good movie. Yeah, such
it's
a good movie.
Hilarious. Yeah. When they kick him out or whatever, and then they see him later. And he's like pulls the guy out. It's Channing Tatum. He's like, more like Channing Tate. Yum. He's like, get the fuck back in there.
It's like his little sex slave.
Yeah.
He like pulls his hat off. He's like, who's he talking to?
He's talking to Seth.
No, he's like, hey, Seth, how's it going? Like, oh, hey, Channing.
Seth and Franco.
Yeah. Or he says something like, hey, Dave, how's it going?
Franco gets saved right there or whatever, yeah, the last second. But then he like starts flipping off Danny or whatever. And then God like doesn't bring him up anymore.
No, no, it's the other
down.
Way around. They like tries to save Danny, doesn't he?
No. So Franco sacrifices himself. He's like sacrifice, and he saves Rogan.
Oh yeah.
And like, when he's you. Like he gets beamed up or whatever, he's like fuck you. And then he turns it off or what? God like turns off his light or whatever, and he falls back down. And then they rip his body apart and eat him. And like, oh, he was so close. Yeah, that's just. Okay. I love the ending of that. It's like fucking Backstreet Boys just playing in heaven.
Have you seen that movie?
Well, I don't even know what movies is this.
What?
This is it?
This is the end?
Or this is the end. Yeah, yeah.
Never seen it.
You have it's so it's Seth Rogen. I can't remember
it's
that other guy.
Every actor ever known to man in that movie.
James Franco and Jonah Hill. There's four main ones or whatever. Yeah. And and Craig Robinson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're it's literally the rapture.
They're having like a big party. House like party. They play themselves, like Seth plays Seth.
Yeah, James plays James. He's Seth Rogen.
Yeah. And the premise is they're having this big party in LA, and then the end of the world happens while they're all at this party.
Like the biblical end of the world. Like it's literally hell on earth. Yeah. And
people are getting like beamed up, and some people are going down to hell.
Yeah. And it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
And they play like extreme versions of themselves, like douchebag versions of Michael Cera. He's like, he's getting his dick sucked in the bathroom and his ass eaten out. And he has like a Capri Sun. And so walks in the bathroom.
A Capri Sun.
He's like, ooh, you want juice box? And they're like, oh my God. And then he like goes to the girl that's blowing him or whatever. He's like, juice? Like,
juice.
And then he goes up to his co-star in Superbad. The guy that plays McLovin. He's hey, you ever tried blow? He's like, you ever seen it snow in LA? That's what I think he said. Yeah. He blows it all in his face or whatever.
Dude, it's such a good movie. Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. We have already talked about this, but.
Oh.
Five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community by community door to door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need. President will outline five areas.
You like that.
Yeah.
The Biden Gestapo.
Gestapo.
Yeah, Gestapo.
All right, what do we got left? I'm hungry.
I know Robert's trying to dip.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
He's a dip.
Yeah.
This movie looks insane.
They came with questions.
What is your reaction to these images that have come out from that particular facility?
Why are you so confident he'll change his behavior, Mr. President?
And he knew all the right answers.
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far.
A Hammer and Sickle production.
I wrote the bill on the environment.
See, he does
Joe Biden is the media whisperer.
What else do I got? We got a couple more.
We got a couple more. Yeah,
we can burn through them.
In the Blue House.
Yeah, I know.
Who needs friends when you got family? Shit.
I'm fucked. I'm downed.
Where's your friends, huh?
I don't have friends.
Oh, the fucking family.
Right there, bitch.
Right there, bitch.
In the Blue House.
I like all the family memes coming out now too.
Yeah, dude, it's like
a ton of them.
Yeah,
Dom, it's space. You don't you. There's no oxygen out there. He's like, you don't need oxygen when you got family. And he's like in outer space doing shit. Yeah, fans. Stupid.
This is the last one.
This is dope. This is fun. This is cool.
What did it say at the beginning?
You should do this. Just watch.
All right.
A gym and an esports spot. They have an esports section.
Oh, at a gym.
Yeah, this is actually a good idea, I think.
Huh.
I think it's a dope ass idea, dude.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Because it's like, I don't know, you just do some fucking, you can get like a bunch of people gaming, then like introduce them to working out as well. And then
people
that work out like playing video games too. But it's like esports lounges are like becoming a really, really big thing. They're huge when I was over in Japan. Like people go to like these like internet cafes and they have game systems set up everywhere. And you just
Seen those. Like if you watch like No Reservations or anything, he goes into a couple of them and stuff like that.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. Cause then you meet other like minded people that like that shit too. It's like it's kind
good
of
place
cool
to get
like
laid.
For yeah, honestly I mean for those people because like everybody's like oh you go into bars or whatever, but if you don't want to meet those kind of girls or whatever, but if you want to meet people
Floozies,
more like you
harlots
well what I mean if you want to meet more people that are like you generally, I mean obviously oh I like video games, you meet a girl there, she's obviously interested in the same shit,
you both can be worthless people together.
I don't know why you're
just rude. Kidding I love playing video games too. Just
I was
kidding.
Like I play video, I haven't played any.
I know, I started playing Mafia 3. Pretty dope.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
I figured you would like the story's good in the Mafia.
Yeah,
I haven't played
3.
I think I played the second one. The stories were really fucking good.
Do they go together at all?
I don't think so. Oh, I haven't played 3. So
okay.
No
the third
I
one.
I don't even remember the
third
second
one. Seems
really.
Like a standalone game. Like it gives you all the backstory and everything.
Well, every GTA is too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it has like nods to the old ones.
Yeah. Mafia 3 is pretty dope so far.
Well,
all right.
Well, now, that's, since that's I finished my beer, I can now end the podcast.
All right, everybody. It's been real. Dude, I think same time next week. Yet no one has anything going on next week, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we've been
you
so
have a concert
busy.
On Saturday next week, don't you? Waiting room?
Yep.
Tickets.
First show back.
I got tickets to that.
Post pandemic, first show back.
Very, very nice.
I will be there. I'll be live streaming the show.
So will 600 other people.
Live streaming.
It'll be fun. I don't know. Live stream. You should live stream. That'd be cool.
We could live stream.
You should put it on the podcast, live stream.
On Saturday.
Is that copyright?
No.
Not yet.
Wouldn't imagine. We're just playing all our music.
Oh, dude.
You got a copyright checking your own songs.
What the fuck? Does anybody on your band want to come back on the podcast?
Yeah.
Like, shoot the shit before for next week? I don't know.
Maybe after the show. Maybe we can go before the September 1 or something.
What's up?
Yeah, maybe. Probably not next week. Dude, like,
well, that's why I was like, if they wanted to, like, next week, if you had anybody, if John or something wanted to come on, he's always not doing shit.
Yeah, I think he's doing his rock climbing on Thursday nights now, getting back into the game. Yeah.
Oh, so
rock climbing coach, yes. And I went rock climbing with him last week, Thursday, instead of coming to the podcast.
How'd you do?
It was fun as shit, dude. I had so much fun. And, like, yesterday was the first day, like, my forearms weren't sore again. And, like,
really?
I do some crazy shit in the gym, and like that was something different. Yeah, that was something different, dude. Rock climbing is so much fun that you don't realize how hard you're working until you get done. You're like, holy shit.
I used to work with a rock climber guy, and when I was at Lockheed, he had like a fingerboard at work. And
John's got one of those.
He would exercise just his fingers.
John was doing this crazy shit where he's like hanging off rocks with like three fingers like this, like upside down.
Dude.
Like, holy shit.
It's wild. That's probably really good for his drumming and shit.
Yeah, probably.
Like hand dexterity, arms and everything.
Probably.
Like for endurance and shit.
Got some strong ass hands.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy age, Chase.
Gorilla grip for you, bro.
Crazy
age. Let fucking rip your dick off.
I'll rip your dick off. Well, let's end on that note.
All right. Yeah. On that note.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.